Our pet dog. Evidence for evolution? Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the new Answers book. While there are big dogs like the Great Dane and small dogs like the Chihuahua, and some people think their differences are evolutionary changes, sadly too many students have been taught that the different types of dogs are proof of evolution. Over 30 years ago, I was a science teacher in Australia's public schools, and this is how I explained these changes to my students. See these animals here? What are they? Well, there's dingoes, coyotes, foxes, collies, Great Danes, little chihuahuas, St. Bernards, and poodles. Okay, students, what do we call those animals? Well, they're called dogs, sir. All right, so what were they? Dogs. Well, what are they today? Dogs. What will they be tomorrow? Dogs. Well, students, do you think that's evolution? No, sir, they're just dogs. The students were right. You start with dogs, and you finish with dogs. You see, if evolution were true, you should have dogs changing into something totally different. And that's exactly what you don't see. God created distinct kinds of animals, but with great variation within each kind.
How many animals were there on Noah's Ark? For the answer to this and many other intriguing questions, read our new pocket guide on Noah's flood. As we begin to close out the week, call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS and make a donation of any amount to get the pocket guide. That's 888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.